Last Saturday, we got into a disagreement on this show that I do Saturday mornings after Lou Manfredini's Mr. Fix-It show. I'm on from 10 to noon. And we were telling the story about this guy named Forrest Fenn, who's an eccentric millionaire. He's an arts dealer, among other things. And he thought it would be fun to hide literally a chest filled with gold, coins, and trinkets valued at $1 million or $2 million in the mountains of New Mexico, and then issue some clues as to where they are and let everybody go look for them. And for 7 years now, maybe 100,000 people have actually spent money traipsing through the state of New Mexico looking for it. Nobody's found it. Here's the problem. Some people are losing their lives trying to find it. They're falling into crevasses. They're drowning in the river. They are putting themselves in harm's way. And now their families are very upset with Forrest Fenn. And they say, this is terrible what you're doing. You need to pull the treasure out, or we don't even know that there's really a treasure. Admit that there's no treasure. You've got to call this thing off. And I don't think he has to do that at all. It sounds to me, as my mother would say, like a hoot. And if you want to go climb the mountains or traipse through New Mexico, you're right to do that. And if you slip and fall, that's not this guy's fault. I'll tell you what, the person that finds the $1 million in coins in a treasure chest, he's not going to be unhappy about how this thing went on. So whose side are you on this one?
Do we know super for sure that the money's there?
Not just do we know, but do we know super for sure?
Right.
Which is sort of like the opposite of fake news. It's verified, absolutely super for sure.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I think that's a really good question.
Yeah.
Well, suppose it is.
If it's not real,
right,
then he's liable.
Then he's got an issue. But what if he just said, this is my gift to the world. I'm going to put $1 million.
That's not his fault.
Yeah. Right? Boy, not everybody saw it that way on my Saturday show. Griffin, if you're listening, that's on you. Dale Neitzel is the writer of a blog about this called The Thrill of the Chase. And he joins us now on WGN Radio. Hey, Dale, it's John Williams. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, John? Thanks for having me.
Is that a fair description of what's going on right now?
Well, just one correction. I noticed you said it was in the Rocky Mountains in New Mexico. New Mexico is only one potential state. It's actually in the mountains of either northern New Mexico, Colorado, Montana, or Wyoming.
Wow.
A much bigger place.
So no one's ever going to find that. My goodness, that's insane, the amount of land that you're talking about there.
What do you mean nobody's going to find it? Come on, give me a huss here. I think I'm going to find it.
Have you been looking? Have you gone to these various states and traipsed around yourself?
Oh, sure. I've been out 65 times. But, you know, Forrest is... okay. Forrest has given us a lot of clues about where it's at. He's limited that area quite a bit.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about how he's helped people? What are his clues and how did he put them out?
Well, we have a cheat sheet on the blog, and these are facts that Forrest has put out. So we know, for instance, that it's located between 5,000 feet and 10,200 feet. It's at least 8.25 miles north of Santa Fe, New Mexico. We know it's not in a graveyard. We know it's not in an outhouse. We know it's not associated with any kind of a structure. We know it's not in a mine or a tunnel or a cave.
Is it buried?
One of the clues in the poem is not a dam.
So it's not maybe underwater? Is that what you're saying?
No, it could be underwater. Nobody knows that for sure. Some people believe seriously that it is in water, and some people believe that there's no way it's in water. I mean, when you think about it, some of the things that are in the chest and the chest itself are rather delicate. We also know that the chest is unlocked. The key is inside. He did that so that no one would have to harm the chest when they do find it.
Okay, now wait a minute. Hold on a second. How do you know there's a chest? How do you know there's actually things in there?
Well, folks have seen the chest. Before the chest was hidden, several folks, Doug Preston, the author for one, who's a good friend of Forrest's, some of Forrest's family, all saw the chest.
Did they see the gold in there?
His vault. Yeah, they saw all the things that were in it.
Why is he doing this?
why. The reason he gives for doing this is because he wanted to get kids off the couch and away from their video games. He wanted them to go out and get into the mountains. Forrest spent all of his summers, every summer since he was about 2 years old, up and around Yellowstone National Park. His dad was a fishing guide up there, and he was a principal down in Texas. And as soon as summer would come, he'd have the summer off, and off the family would go up to Yellowstone. And they camped there for a while, and then they built some cabins there, and they rented them out. Forrest was a fishing guide himself there by the time he was 14. Forrest really and truly loved the mountains, and he thinks it's a wonderful experience, and he wanted kids to have that experience today. He thinks too many of them are sitting around watching their video games, and he wanted to do something to motivate them to get off the dump, go out and look.
You and I talked off the air yesterday and about whether or not he really did this. He does have the wherewithal to do this. He's got enough money that he could commit $1 million in gold coins in a chest. He's got that kind of coin?
We certainly think so. I mean, Forrest is a multimillionaire, and he won't say how rich he is, and I'm not in the IRS, so I don't know what his tax forms look like, but there's no question that he has made a heap of money. He's a very wealthy man. He's a self-made millionaire, a multimillionaire. He had the resources. There's no question about that.
Can you read me a couple of the clues? I mean, I have this poem in front of me. Here is Forrest's poem with 9 clues to a $1 million treasure, and I'll just read a little of it so you get a sense of how this goes. As I have gone alone in there, and with my treasures bold, I can keep my secret where, and hint of riches new and old. Okay, not much information there. Begin it where warm waters halt, and take it in the canyon down, not far, but too far to walk, put in below the home of Brown. Well, now I know where it is. There's some guy named Brown. He's got a house, and it's a long walk away, and it's near some water. Huh? How am I doing on that?
You're doing great. You're doing as good as anybody else on the block.
From there, it's no place for the meek. The end is ever drawing nigh. There'll be no paddle up your creek, just heavy loads and water high. What does that mean?
Yeah, who knows? You know, the whole thing is a puzzle.
Who knows? You well, you have a clue.
but I like to think I do.
But you're not going to share that, yeah.
Well, no, I'm happy to share. I've written about my ideas, and so have several others on the blog. There are lots of stories of people who have come up with solutions and gone and looked, and so far it hasn't been found.
A pastor lost his life recently looking for it, and his family is upset. What's your thought about all of that?
Well, Pastor Wallace's family is not upset. Pastor Wallace's family actually has taken the other stance. They believe that folks are responsible for what they do out there in the mountains, and they do not hold Forrest responsible for what happened. I mean, I'm sure they're very upset about the fact that the pastor lost his life, but they are not blaming that on Forrest.
I see. Go ahead.
The person who is blaming Forrest is Randy Bilyeu's ex-wife. Now, Randy lost his life in 2016 on the same river, the Rio Grande River in northern New Mexico. And his ex-wife blames Forrest. She says that Forrest should stop the change, stop the chase. And she doesn't really even believe that the treasure chest exists.
You do, though. And has he ever commented on you're getting closer, or, you know, you're hot, you're cold? Has he indicated this guy, Forrest Fenn, if people are figuring it out?
He's indicated that 2 people have been within 200 feet of the chest, but they went down by the other 7 clues.
And he didn't say which 2 people or where, right?
No, and those people don't know who they are. But imagine the controversy it caused when he said that.
I mean, wow.
The blog went berserk. It had to be me. It had to be me. People, we assume that people, that because of that, people go by the chest from time to time. So far, nobody's figured it out. Nobody has actually figured out all nine clues and gone to the chest. But Forrest says that if you can figure out the nine clues, you'll go right directly to the chest.
The last stanza of his poem with the nine clues reads this way: "So hear me all and listen good. Your effort will be worth the cold. If you're brave and in the wood, I give you title to the gold." So it's high up in the mountains, near the water, someplace near Brown. How's that for me figuring it out?
I like it a lot. I'm writing this down,
John. Yeah. Thank you, John. I'll split the treasure with you. All right.
I never said that.
Hey, listen, Dale, I'm going to call you again. Let's stay in touch. Good luck to you all. Search safely, and I hope you find the gold, sir.
Thank you very much, and good luck to you. Bye-bye.
Dale Neitzel. So that's the story of Forrest Fenn, F-E-N-N, and the hunt for the gold in the Rocky Mountains.